Anyway, so now I'm terrified of getting next to these. So I don't even have sex on the road. I'm totally celibate, you know? I mean, I'm shooting a TV special, so if someone wants to fuck me tonight, I can make an exception, but... You know, I'm a giving comedian, but... No, I'm like terrified. I'm terrified. And so I try to stay celibate, and then I get really fucking pathetic and lonely, and I make some like last minute mistake, right? Like I was in New York recently, and I went and got a happy ending massage. No, do not woo. No, it is awful. It is so awkward to lie there while that happens. It's kind of like when they're making your sandwich at Subway, and you're thinking, I could have done this better at home. I got all the same ingredients. You're just making a mess. Yes, I will have some sun chips with that hand job, but... I hate being single, honestly, I do. I wish I'd married my girlfriend. I fucked up, but I got scared, you know? We were planning a wedding, and I realized all my friends are divorced. It just seemed weird to plan a wedding while all around me are examples of why that's a bad investment. I felt like I was at the starting line of this magical race. And everyone I knew was already walking back the other direction like, that fucking sucks. Do not go down there. You ever tell a divorce guy you're thinking about getting married? It's like saying, hey, dude, I'm thinking Afghanistan for spring break, huh? But I think a lot of it's my fault. I think I have insecurities where if someone loves me too much, I freak out. You know, like my ex-girlfriend used to tell me she loved me like 30 times a day. You know, as I was falling asleep, she'd be like, I love you. I love you. She'd pick up our dog. We love you. I'd be like, I don't feel like you love me. I feel like you poisoned me and are just saying goodbye. Because when you love each other, it's scary. It's a lot of pressure. I like when you love each other a little and then hate each other a little more. Isn't that safer? We're like, I love you, but if you die, that would be awesome. Yeah, because you love somebody, all of a sudden you gotta act fake so they don't find out that you're an unlovable piece of shit. At least I do, because my real personality sucks. I'm just not a chivalrous guy. I mean, if you can't open a jar, we'll eat something else. Like, that's her. Right. But then, you know, you fall in love, you gotta start acting like whatever they want you to act like, right? You gotta go to dinner and split meals, right? Women love that. They find it very connective. Let's get two things and we'll split. I'll order something disgusting. And then I'll eat your steak. How does that sound? I'll order some sort of eggplant placenta. And then I'll eat your cheeseburger. We'll split, except for the check. That's all you, of course. Then we'll get a movie. I'll choose it, then I'll fall asleep immediately, so you'll be the only one crying when the cheerleaders lose the tournament. How does that sound? A lot of excited, soon-to-be lonely people in the crowd. Woohoo! I'm falling asleep alone tonight! But here's what happened, right? I think my girlfriend, she wanted to make me more domestic. So when I was out of town, she adopted a poodle. And that was the final straw. Because it's very embarrassing to walk that dog when you have this attitude. I would get all embarrassed in front of my neighbors and be like, yeah, I know, it's lame, right? I wanted a raptor. I wanted a velociraptor. I wanted to adopt a midget and dress him up like a ninja, but... Especially if a guy was coming this way with a pit bull, they'd be like, hey, have you seen someone looking for a dog? Because I just found this dog. It's on my way to a UFC fight, and... Then I'd see him the next day, still looking. Although somebody told me after a show recently, like, oh, you don't have to feel like a wimp. A poodle was originally bred to be a German hunting dog. I was like, cool, I'm a Jew. So now I feel like a wimp and a fucking sellout. But thank you for letting me know I am walking a dog whose ancestors used to hunt mine. That feels good to know. Cleaning up after it. Yes, embrace the shiza of the Third Reich.